Archie Thompson. Archie, good morning to you.
Hey, boys, how are we?
Great to have you back on the show, mate. And tell us your emotions watching and also just in the aftermath of the 2-1 loss to Argentina.
Well, mate, sorry if I sound a little flat. I was doing the game this morning at 1:30. It was a good one, but we almost had an Asian country go through with Japan, obviously losing to Croatia. But I will say that the boys done us proud. They done me really proud. I actually messaged a few of them, especially Matty Ryan, because I know there was a few people that might have had a few questions or negativity towards that mistake he made. And you make those mistakes on the world stage in such a big, important game, it obviously gets magnified. But, mate, they were incredible. Like, to be honest, Argentina were 2-0 up and in cruise control, and we're pretty lucky to get a deflected goal to get us back into the match. And, you know, it could have been 3-4-1 for a moment there because of the way that Argentina are attacking, but we managed to ride that, and we had a chance to kind of equalise right at the death. So, mate, for about 2 or 3 days leading into that game, everyone seemed like on cloud nine or in this dream world. I was anyway. I know I'm a bit floaty upstairs as it is, but I was in this dream world. And then all of a sudden, we lose that game, and it just felt really strange for the rest of the day. It was like, because I guess all the hype and that belief that we could go further. And then it gets in a way, smashed. And then it's almost like back to reality. And no more Socceroos in the World Cup. Mm. So it was a bit flat. And I must admit, I was a little sad to see the guys go. And like I think I talked about when I spoke to you boys before, it was I felt like, okay, we're into the round of 16. But then already we're thinking about, okay, how can we get to who we're going to face in the quarterfinals or the semis? But they did well, mate. They did really, really great. That's all we can say.
Yeah, Art, surely, you know, there couldn't be too many people in this country that are not proud of that Socceroos team. Graham Arnold can definitely hold his head high. And I think the players, you know, they copped so much criticism after the France loss in the first game. But the way that seemed, and again, looking from a distance, the way they stuck together and still had that self-confidence, I actually think they did. They overachieved, not underachieved.
100% Clark. Yeah, I totally agree because, you know, we've obviously been with teams and that have maybe copped some criticism by our performances or results. And especially when you've got the short turnaround where you have to kind of pick yourself up, dust yourself up and go, okay, we've got another couple of games to go. But it almost seemed like it didn't waver that belief or faith or hope that they had even in that World Cup that we maybe didn't see. And only because you're not in that sort of inner sanctum where Graham Arnold's done amazing to kind of say, okay, guys, that was their first match. You know, that was going to be the difficult one. Now let's really grind something out. And they didn't seem to at all be fazed about that. Tunisia was fantastic. Denmark was amazing. It was almost like Denmark was our World Cup, to be honest. And that was like our World Cup final, in a way, to get through to that, to face Argentina. And you just, mate, how do you stop Lionel Messi?
Yeah,
like, he is a freak. It's almost like trying to, I don't know, Clarkie, what are you, maybe stop Sachin Tendulkar?
Yeah.
With a club cricketer,
yeah.
Mate.
It's true. I said to the boys as well, because like, I think a few of the Aussie guys have copped a bit of stick for, you know, going and asking for a photo. Or I said, mate, that's the best part as a young player when you play against your idols, your role models, superheroes to you, that, mate, after the game, you do. You're envious. You go and, you know, realise how lucky you are to have been on the same field as someone like Messi. Like, mate, he's once in a generation. Like, what an absolute legend.
Yeah, and, mate, I would have done exactly the same thing. And a lot of these guys that were obviously taking those photos grew up idolising him, wanting to play football because of this guy. Mm. And that's the last opportunity that maybe a lot of players are going to be facing him. He's going to be playing for Argentina or on the world stage. If anything, I'd be probably more dirty if I was one of those players, about Cam Devlin getting the jersey as in play a minute. Like, you know, I'd be like, mate, I've been chasing this guy for 9 minutes. You haven't even stepped on the pitch. And you've got the shirt. Like, how does that work?
Yeah,
cool. So, but, mate, look, I'd be doing the same thing. The guy's a freak. And like you said, once in a generation player comes along and you're grateful to be able to share the pitch with him, I'd be taking the photos too, 100%.
So, Archie, what does Football Australia now do with Graham Arnold? Because reports indicate they're probably going to have to move quickly because whilst he's open to staying and coaching the Socceroos, he's also open to a move elsewhere, and there's going to be demand for him elsewhere.
Well, 100%. And I saw something that Adam Peacock might have mentioned, that he was astounded that he didn't have something in place for after the World Cup if he wanted to maybe pursue some other ventures or even with the Socceroos. But the thing is that you're in the halfway season of most clubs' seasons, like in every country. So it'd be hard to kind of dot something down if you want to go back to club football. I know that with the national team, does he actually really want to go through all that criticism for another 4 years and then all of a sudden be this, I don't know, everyone was amazed or happy with him, but there was still a lot of 4 years of hard negativity that he had to kind of face. Does he want to put himself through that again? I mean, for him, I don't know. Hopefully he gets that opportunity, that it's up to him if he wants to take the Socceroo job or not. They can offer it to him. I hope they don't offer it to someone else. I mean, no, you're not the man for the job. At least give him the option. And if you want to go back to playing like that club football where you're managing every week, you're right in that, because I think with the Socceroo job, you don't have matches sometimes 2-3 months. You're travelling all over the place. You're not really with family as a coach, and you always got to be fighting up against other clubs to see if you can get your players to actually play for your national team. So, like, there's all these things that he obviously has to think about. But I hope he gets the option, at least to, if he wants to, coach the Socceroos again for another 4 years.
Archie, if he doesn't get that option, who do you think is next best placed to take it over?
Oh, I don't know. There's a couple of good keeper coaches on your station. Maybe you want to throw your hand up for a Socceroo job.
Not sure I'm ready for the head coach role just yet, bud, but give me 12 months and I'll reconsider.
I honestly don't know what will happen or who's going to do what. It's like I feel like that we just have to enjoy this moment for what it is, and then see what it is, where they want to maybe take the Socceroos. Or I'd like to see Graham Arnold do it, because he's got a good group of boys that are young, got a lot of energy that they want to, you know, take this Australian team to the next level, because there's going to be a lot of old guard that's going out. So it's a new generation, and he works wonders with some of the young guys. So I hope he stays, because then he can really take this next crop to another level and hopefully another step in the World Cup.
How does the game capitalise on what's just happened over there at the World Cup? You know, soccer in the country, plenty of people are talking about it. They fell in love with the Socceroos. But on the grassroots level, A-League level, how do we capitalise on it, mate?
Oh, mate, I'd answer that if I had about 4 hours more sleep and not thinking just off the cuff. But to be honest, there's a lot of talk that needs to be had. I mean, definitely at the grassroots level, how do we get more funding? With anything in sport, I guess, it's like if you've got a bit of money behind you, it's easy to be able to structure things and really work something up from the ground and have good foundations. I think they've definitely laid the path for something to happen. I don't feel like the players actually realise how much they've actually done in the World Cup, not just on the field, but what it means off the field, because we've kind of plateaued a little bit when it comes to football in this country. It's given a little spark to maybe having more conversations about, okay, how can we really start to improve our football? Not fight against anyone else. We're not about that, mate. Like, how do we have an identity? How do we get the funding we need? and how do we progress this game in this country? And I don't care about AFL. I don't care about NRL. I don't care about cricket. I love all those sports, and I want all them to do well. I just want my football to do well too. And so, however we do it, I don't know. But it's definitely sparked up a conversation, and hopefully we get some of these football guys in the positions that need to be in, so we can start to really maybe off the back end of this World Cup start improving our game here in Australia.
Well, Archie, I know you've had no sleep, so what did you make of what you saw this morning? So Croatia winning on penalties, but did you see what Brazil did to South Korea this morning?
Well, mate, I sort of flicked off for half-time, this 4-0 at half-time. I figured, oh, I could actually probably sleep on this one. So I know that the score's not going to change. What did it end up being, mate?
4-1. So they've taken the pedal off in the second half, but wait till you see the goals they conjured in the first half. I mean,
I did see those goals. I saw Richarlison's combination. Oh, mate, that's different level, and that's why they're probably the favourites, and they're exciting to watch. But that's in their blood. Football is in their blood. It's almost like they're kicking a football in their mums. I should say that. But like just before they get bored, they're like, "Oh, soccer ball's in there. I don't know what's going on." But they are just so good. They are really, really good. And, mate, they are favourite to go to a final. They might have to face Argentina along that way. That would be amazing, semi-final, and those two have to face off. But football's brilliant. Japan was so close, unlucky. Croatia just know how to do it in extra time and penalty shootout. It's just a good World Cup. It is a really good World Cup.
Really appreciate your time as always, mate. Have a good day. Get some
sleep. Okay, cheers, boys. Thank you.